Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created
equal to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Just hours after former Congressman Matt Gaetz dropped his embattled bid to be Attorney General, Donald Trump had a new choice to run the Justice Department, former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, a Trump loyalist sometimes seen on stage at Trump rallies.
President Trump has been out there fighting for us nonstop. And if he's out there fighting for us, we're gonna fight for him.
In announcing his choice, Trump praised Bondi as a smart and tough America First fighter, pledging she will, quote, refocus the DOJ to its intended purpose of fighting crime and making America safe again. Bondi served as Florida's Attorney General from 2011 to 2019, a tenure not without controversy, including her decision to pass on a case against Trump University shortly after receiving a donation from the Trump Foundation. But both Trump and Bondi deny any wrongdoing. After Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election, Bondi backed Trump's false claims of election fraud. More recently, she has worked as a lobbyist and a registered foreign agent. Among her past clients, the government of Qatar. Perhaps most importantly to Trump, she's been a loyal member of his inner circle for years now, joining him on the campaign trail back in 2016.
I can tell you, firsthand, when it comes to law and order, you know I don't mess around, and neither does Donald Trump.
And serving on Trump's legal team during his first impeachment trial.
They threw due process, fundamental fairness, and our Constitution out the window in the House proceedings. That's why we're here.
Bondi's nomination comes after her fellow Florida Republican Matt Gaetz bowed out, withdrawing his bid amid allegations he used drugs and paid young women for sex.
Oh,
sources tell ABC that one of the women also testified to the House Ethics Committee that she saw Gaetz having sex with a 17-year-old girl. Gaetz denies all of the allegations.
Now, this is what we were talking about yesterday, how, you know, Gaetz was so unbelievably grotesque that he was vomit-inducing, basically, you know, the idea of him at, you know, ecstasy and Viagra, Red Bull-fueled sex parties with underage girls who he was paying on Venmo and Cash App and, you know, PayPal. It was just so that anybody that they put forward after him would be like, whew, dodged a bullet. Let's just confirm this one. Let's just do this one. No matter what the problems with this one is. And with her, there are, in a sentence, I could tell you what's wrong with Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi takes money. Period. She takes money to do whatever it is you need her, want her to do with the full power of her office as Attorney General in the state of Florida. She did it to people who were being foreclosed on. She literally oversaw an inordinate amount of complaints from people who, during the foreclosure crisis under the other Republican president, the Bush years, remember that? So what was happening was banks were taking good mortgages and bad mortgages. Are you a good mortgage or a bad mortgage? Are you ready for Wicked? I'm so excited. I can't even stand it. I made you this hand pink and this hand green. I stole it from Jess, who's already done it. And then on this finger, she actually has an Elphaba hat. And on this finger, she has bubbles for Galinda, who comes in the bubble. Oh, my God. And don't we need joy? Yes, terribly. So this is my big goal, is just to get through to next week for the big Thanksgiving holiday where my family who loves me will come and I can nestle in their armpit as they nestle in mine. I mean, you know, we'll both do for each other what we would want the other to do for us, and then go to the movies, because that's what I do. I go to the movies. What do you mean go to the movies? Where is the movies? It's in a theater. A what? Yeah, it's a great big building. Ours actually has a bowling alley in it. I don't know why. apparently going to the movies isn't enough of a draw, so you have to have a bowling alley there too. I don't know. Do they serve alcohol in the movies? They do now, which is very weird. It's Florida. It's Florida. Do I really want to be in a movie theater with drunk people? No, no, I don't. Especially if you have, you know, the caliber of law enforcement like Pam Bondi. Okay, so I digress. So when we were having this mortgage, debacle, the banks needed to securitize the bad mortgages and they couldn't find any takers. So what they decided to do was shred the good mortgages into little pieces like you were making the coleslaw, and then shred the bad mortgages into little pieces like you were making the coleslaw. So this would be the green cabbage, the good ones. The red cabbage would be the bad ones. The red cabbage, what they didn't tell you, had E. coli. Okay. Or just to make it modern, Listeria seems to be the new bacterial infection. Okay, in food. So they would shred them together so you couldn't tell which were the good mortgages and which were the bad mortgages. There were a lot of complaints in Florida from people who were being foreclosed on erroneously, falsely, and that the documents that were being sent to them were either robo-signed or had dates that were like 9/99/9999. What? Yes, that would be on the foreclosure documents. And it would actually say on the foreclosure documents in the section where the signature went, it would literally say, and thank you to David Dayan, who wrote this up today in the American Prospect so that we could review. In the signature, on the signature line, it would say bogus assignee. I swear to God, those words, bogus assignee. With the year 9/9/999. People were like, wait, what? Who is actually foreclosing on me? Why is this bank document signed by bogus assignee and dated, you know, like 1,000 years in the future or 700 years in the future, you know? And Pam Bondi, was not our attorney general at this point. People were actually being represented by lawyers in this state who were bringing these cases to court to bring attention to the fact that mortgage holders were being foreclosed on erroneously. That went on from 2008, 2009, 2010, we had a little election here, yeah. And what we got was Pam Bondi as the Attorney General of the United States. Well, guess what happened? Guess, everybody, just take a stab at it. The people who had done the work prior to Pam Bondi entering the attorney general's office had opened up investigations into these, foreclosure mills, literally. And we know the name. It was Lender Processing Services, Florida Default Law Group, the law office of David J. Stern, Marshall C. Watson, Shapiro and Fishman. It was a giant foreclosure machine that was working against homeowners here in Florida. There were two lawyers who got the lion's share. And one of my friends, by the way, to this day, fights these fights. But back then, it was these two lawyers that brought attention to this, June Clarkson and Teresa Edwards. They were just two, solo practitioners. They joined forces and they brought these cases on behalf of the wrongfully foreclosed on homeowners. And, they identified a lot of the foreclosure machines, law offices, like where were these documents coming from, and traced the documents all the way back to Guam. Swear to God, can't make this up. Guam and the Philippines. They were document shops that were forging documents for the banks in Guam and the Philippines and issuing these fake documents. And then paralegals at these law firms would sign them. In October of 2010, all the leading banks stopped pursuing foreclosures in the state of Florida, thanks to these independent, very hardworking, dedicated solo practitioners, these lawyers who brought this to light, okay? Then we got Pam Bondi. Guess what happened to all those cases, everybody? Just guess. Right, they all went away. Every one of them went away from 2010 to today. Pam Bondi was issuing warnings to these attorneys, these prosecutors, and telling them, you better lay low. Do not pursue these cases.